Welcome to Wilmot's Quant Talk, the podcast where we unpack the cutting edge of quantitative finance. I'm Finn.
And I'm Lori. Today, we're diving into a fascinating paper titled Quantum Binomial Tree, an Effective Method for Probability Distribution Loading for Derivative Pricing by Rafał Procht and Darius Gontarek. It's all about how quantum computing can revolutionize one of the fundamental tasks in financial modeling.
Absolutely. Quantum Monte Carlo methods are a hot topic for derivative pricing, offering a quadratic speedup over classical techniques. But there's a big but here, isn't there, Finn? The true advantage only comes if you can efficiently load the probability distribution of the underlying asset onto the quantum computer. And that's where existing methods have really struggled.
Exactly. Past approaches, like those relying on log concave distributions or amplitude multiplication, often require a huge number of additional ancilla qubits, or they lack the flexibility to handle a wide range of market models. Some even need expensive training steps, making them impractical for near-term quantum devices. The paper highlights that, historically, the distribution itself was often calculated classically and then loaded, which defeats the purpose of a quantum speedup for the whole process.
So, Procht and Gontarek propose a novel solution, the quantum binomial tree. It's essentially a quantum analog of the classic binomial tree model that many of us are familiar with from our early days in options pricing. The genius here is how it tackles the loading problem directly within a gate-based quantum computing framework.
What's particularly exciting is that this quantum binomial tree approach allows for exponential scaling in the number of Monte Carlo paths. This means we can model a vast number of potential future asset prices, which is something classical computers struggle with due to their exponential growth in nodes. The quantum computer, by leveraging superposition, can represent all these paths simultaneously.
And it's not just about speed. The flexibility is a huge win for quants. The paper demonstrates how this framework can load prominent financial models, like the local volatility model, and even the more complex Heston model, onto a quantum computer. This adaptability is crucial because market dynamics are far from simple.
It really addresses those previous limitations. Instead of needing specific types of distributions or complex classical pre-calculations, the quantum binomial tree is designed to directly handle the stochastic differential equations that govern asset prices. This is a foundational step, as loading accurate distributions is key for accurate derivative pricing.
While the practical deployment on current noisy intermediate-scale quantum devices, or NISQ, remains a challenge due to circuit depth and qubit count limitations, the authors used a simulator for their experiments. This research paves the way for future fault-tolerant quantum computers. It's a significant step toward making quantum Monte Carlo simulations more tractable and handling more sophisticated models in the financial industry.
So for quant modelers, this paper offers a glimpse into the future. It's about building the necessary quantum algorithms now, so that when fault-tolerant quantum hardware becomes available, we'll be ready to unlock the full potential of quantum speedups for complex financial problems like option pricing, value at risk, and portfolio management.
It's a testament to the ongoing innovation in quantum finance. The quantum binomial tree isn't just an interesting theoretical concept. It's a concrete method addressing a critical bottleneck in quantum financial modeling.
Exactly. It's another brick in the road towards quantum advantage in finance.
That's all the time we have for this episode of Wilmot's Quant Talk. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, and we'll catch you next time.